All right, my monthly friend is here, and no, I don't mean Flo.
You've been waiting all morning to say that.
I've been waiting all month.
Wendy doesn't use that on anybody but you, Mike. I hope you feel special. Do you?
Specialish.
Yeah.
Specialish.
Good. Mike McNamara is here. He's the director of programming
and
for the Midwest.
And when does he come in to visit us?
Once a month.
All right.
Once a month.
Every first Tuesday.
That's right. And
like clockwork.
Yeah,
like
clockwork. He's the director of programming, or was, until they heard this, for the Midwest Independent Film Fest.
That's right. No longer with the
He's brought Brad Besser, the director of Beaver Trilogy Part 4. Welcome aboard. Nice to have you, Brad.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Wendy hasn't seen this, and I haven't seen the original trilogy, Beaver Trilogy, but you don't have to enjoy Part 4. I know that sounds convoluted and fake, but it's true.
You don't. The film is going to give you all that you need. It is a confusing... The movie, the Beaver Trilogy, the original Beaver Trilogy, is a confusing idea. But Beaver Trilogy Part 4 is going to make it very easy to digest.
Puts it all together kind of like The Godfather did when they put all the movies together in chronological order. Is that how this is or no?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Just like that.
It's exactly like that.
Well, we watched the trailer and I am confused, but it draws me in and I'm completely intrigued and I want to know about the beaver guy.
And I would say that's how it was when I saw the film, and all my friends that are saying, what is Beaver Trilogy Park? What is this about? I said, don't look it up. Don't try to figure it out. Just come out and enjoy this film. It's a great film. It's had its world premiere out at Sundance. Went to Hot Docs, which is
Congrats,
one of the premier
doc
fests in the world. And we're thrilled to be hosting the Chicago premiere right here at the Midwest Independent Film Festival. But if you're hearing Beaver Trilogy, because it's naturally, you're like, let's Google it. Let's this and that. And you can do that, but I would say... see it the way I saw it.
Go in blind.
Just show up, walk in, go in blind. It's a great film.
What if you want a little brief synopsis? Is that fair to set up a little something, Brad?
Whew. I mean, how long do we have?
Exactly. That's what people have asked me, and I've just gone, whew, well.
Yeah, let's see. Do I have my elevator pitch? It has...
is there intrigue?
It's got superstars. It's got some star power.
We got
which we're Sean not gonna,
Penn. Right, we got Crispin Glover. We got Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Three of the most unique individuals ever.
That's what I was shooting for. Yeah.
So and we're not going to tell you how they made their way into this film. It's going to all make sense when you get there. This is your only chance to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
It's the Chicago premiere. Brad actually studied film here in Chicago.
At Columbia
guy.
College,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Chicago.
It's become, I went there for film as well, and it was good when I went there, but over the last 20-some-odd years, it's become... really a formidable player, hasn't it,
absolutely.
In terms of schooling to make movies.
Yeah, I mean, probably the best example is my good friend Jordan Vogt Roberts, who was in my beginning classes, is now directing the next King Kong movie.
Not bad.
So he's in
Skull Island,
which is, you know, $120 million movie. So,
and by the way, we had the Chicago premiere of his film Kings of Summer, which was shot in Ohio. And Jordan's a Detroit and Chicago guy. Incredible film. It premiered out at Sundance and ultimately led to Skull Island.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just one example of a lot of people. You know, they're meeting each other, they're putting their brains together, they're making some great projects, and I think, you know, maybe for the first time, Columbia is really being recognized on a much larger scale
right.
in Hollywood and beyond.
Good, well-deserved, very well-deserved. You obviously are too young to have been a part of the original Beaver Trilogy, but how did you become aware of it?
Well, so I know Trent, who's the director of the Beaver Trilogy, and Trent's... yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry.
The look on Wendy's face is priceless.
Wait, what do you mean you're too young? How long has the beaver thing been going on?
Don't try to sort it.
It started in a parking lot at a television station in 1979.
Really?
And has been going until this very moment and
I'm
continues.
I am completely sucked into this.
Yeah.
Don't ask any. This is it's great. That's tough to go on the radio and be like, don't ask any other questions.
This is the easiest interview. Easiest interview we've ever done.
But did you have to get permission from the original people who put the film together originally to carry out their story?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing is, so I wanted to make Beaver Trilogy Part 4, but Trent, who is the director of the Beaver Trilogy, really didn't want to talk about the Beaver trilogy. So I had to kind of lie to him for about 4 years about what I was making so that I could actually make the movie that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
It's like Fight Club. Don't ever talk about it.
That's the first rule of Fight Club.
The more we tell you, the more confused you're going to be.
You know, don't ever bring up the Beaver.
There's an 84-minute movie that will explain it so well that I can only screw it up.
Doing PR for this film would be a nightmare.
Yeah, and it has been for everyone who's tried.
So many
including
secrets.
Me.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, this is pretty exciting. Now, how do we get to see this?
Well, get there tonight, and I'll do this. You know, once in a while, I'm able to do this. I will offer. I'm going to offer 10 cents of comps. These are the last 20 tickets that we have. We always set aside tickets for you guys.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook. Message us on Facebook. Mention Bill and Wendy. Let us know if you want one ticket or two. And the first 10 people that mention Bill and Wendy will find tickets.
Nice.
For us.
Where do they go?
It's going to be it's 6 p.m.
No. Midwest Independent Film Festival Facebook page?
Yeah, just go to the Facebook page for the Midwest Independent Film Festival.
I thought you were going to say, we can't tell them that.
Right. Don't ask any other questions, Wendy.
We can't tell you where it's going to be shown or when.
But for everyone else that wants to buy tickets, come out. You can go to MidwestFilm.com. You can see the trailer there, which I would say at this point, if you're coming out, just don't watch any. Just come right going blind.
No, go look at the trailer because the trailer really...
Everything starts at 6 p.m. at Landmark Century Center Cinema, and we have another special bonus tonight. So before we have the Chicago premiere of Beaver Trilogy Part 4, we have a panel. We always have a producer's panel in the theater to kind of lead off the night. Well, headlining the panel tonight is a guy named Mark Roberts. He is the creator. He was actually on with you guys.
Sure. Mike and Molly.
He told me that. He's the creator of Mike and Molly. He was executive producer and head writer of 2.5 Men and was also on Big Bang Theory. So he is going to be there tonight.
And has a play, about, New Country.
And he has a play called New Country that's in town at the Den. So, and he's an Urbana, Illinois native. So he's back in Chicago, and he's headlining the panel. So that's going to kind of, you know, you've got that all-star opener leading off for the Chicago premiere of Beaver Trilogy Part 4. So this is a jam-packed night. Go to MidwestFilm.com. And again, fans of Bill and Wendy, find us on Facebook, message us, and we'll take care of you guys tonight.
Brad, I feel like we neglected you, but you really can't talk about this. So
thank you for coming up.
And I will say this. If you're out of town tonight, at the end of the night tonight, it actually goes on VOD. So this is your one chance to see it on the big screen with Brad in town.
Right.
If you're outside of Chicago and you're tuning in, you can order it on VOD.
Ask Bill what VOD means because it's really cute.
Video on demand.
Oh my God! You can turn the corner.
Someone stepped up his game.
You have to. You know, you have to.
iTunes, Amazon, all that.
You studied film. You're doing documentaries now. Is that your long-term goal, Brad, is to stay with documentaries, or how do you feel about that?
No, this was actually just a side project. I also am an editor. Recently worked on Burnt and My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. And
nice.
So this was just a project to kind of like satisfy my creative soul or whatever.
Yeah, but editing, you did IMAX editing too.
That's way different.
That's for
the Harrison Ford movie.
Yeah. Living in the Age of Airplanes. Did you guys see that one?
Haven't seen it. I know you can't talk about it.
I know.
All your work is highly, highly secretive.
Don't tell them anything about My Big Fat Greek Wedding, too. We have no idea what that's going to be about.
This is working out so well for me.
I know. I really feel like we gave him no time, but I mean,
this is great.
It's Brad Besser. That's his name, director of Beaver Trilogy Part 4. Brad Besser. Don't forget the name.
Brad Besser's here, everybody. And, you know, once in a while, you just have to say, I'm just going to go to the theater and I'm going to trust McNamara. I'm going to trust the Midwest Independent Film Festival. I'm going to trust Sundance and Hot Docs and all the critics that loved it and say, I'm just going to go in blind and take in Beaver Trilogy
Part 4
and see what
happens.
Some of
the best movie experiences I've ever had is when I don't know anything at all about the movie I'm seeing.
No question.
There's no preconceived notions. You just let
it
unfold.
That's how I go through life.
It's better to go through life that way.
It just makes it so much more exciting because you never know what's going to happen.
Right?
If you don't know stuff, then every minute is a surprise.
That's so true. And
words
you,
to live by the way.
You could have a second career as a secret keeper. People might have something on their mind that they don't want to tell anybody. They tell you, and then it remains a
absolutely
secret.
When I was making this movie, I had to keep it. I no joke. I had to keep it a secret from the people that I was making the movie about, because if I told them too much, or even if I told friends too much, that might actually, the word might get out and I won't be able to ask the questions I want to ask. So even making the movie was a secret from the subjects, friends, everybody. Nobody knew what I was doing for 4 years. And it just kind of continues.
Sounds like my college years.
Yeah. This is like a secret club where
it is like a secret club.
And Brad Besser is president.
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness.
We'll come into your treehouse. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Again, explain to people, Mike, if they want to get some free tickets to tonight's showing, what do they need to do?
I've just got 10 sets. We're very close to being sold out. So I've got 10 sets of free tickets for fans of Bill and Wendy. Find us on Facebook, Midwest Independent Film Festival. Message us. Mention Bill and Wendy. Let me know if you want one ticket or two. And either I or someone with the fest will get right back to you. You'll be all set for tonight, 6 p.m., Landmark Century Center Cinema.
Brad, congrats. Nice to meet you. Brad Besser is his name. We
Thank
didn't
you.
Say it enough.
Mm-hmm. And we won't tell anyone you were here. This will be our secret.
Mike, we'll see you next month.
Sounds
I'll
great.
Be expecting
Thanks so
you.
Much. Yes. Thank you, guys.
Turn
Thanks
blue.
So
Mike's
much.
Here. Thanks all right. More in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.